Hey, y'all. This whole thing started as a group of friends playing Dungeons & Dragons saying, hey, let's record. Maybe other people will enjoy sitting at the table with us. The fact that you're here listening to us play D&D will never fail to be wild to me. If you like what you hear and you want to peek behind the door, I invite you to join our Patreon. By contributing to the Patreon, you can gain access to exclusive, handcrafted content, while also helping us pay for things like podcast hosting and logo designs. It's tough out here. On top of that, each subsequent tier allows access to the previous tier's rewards. The $2 tier grants you the title of Honorary Son, while giving you access to the patron-only Discord channel and a bonus entry into our giveaways. The $5 tier knights you as a hero of the Ten Towns, giving you early access to our episodes and access to our patron-exclusive one-shots. The $10 tier elects you to Ted Johnson's cabinet, which opens the cover to Fang's detailed note-taking journal and lets you know of future Sons projects currently in the works. Thanks for everything you do, Patreon aside. Without you, we wouldn't be here. The link to the Patreon is in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you out there. Thanks for listening, and stay frosty.
Welcome back to Severed Sons, everyone.
Yes,
thank you. Welcome back.
We are a Frostmaiden actual play D&D podcast, and we are excited to bring you Tales of the Frozen North and the Everlasting Rhyme. My name is Ron Murphy, Dungeon Master, and around the virtual table we have...
What's up, everyone? My name is Paul Gary, and I'm playing Donar, the Dragonborn Deputy.
How's it going, guys? It's Ross playing Bang, the Twilight Shifter, Twilight Cleric.
Shifter.
I gotta get that straight, man.
Shifter. Hey, guys, it's Blake playing Kai, the Human Shinobi.
And I'm Josh playing Shiv, the Male Turtle Fighter. I don't know why I had to say he was a male. I just read off the D&D Beyond.
Let's all go through our pronouns, guys. Everybody reel off your pronouns.
Hey, everybody, it's Zach playing Trax, the Kobold Artificer.
And we are back for another. It's been 2 weeks since we last recorded, so
Sorry.
We are.
I'm ready.
In it to win
okay.
It.
We've been busy.
Well, speaking of, we streamed our first Twitch adventure with Curse of Todd, and we had a wonderful audience. It was small but mighty. But also on Sunday, I believe, we streamed on Gaghead, right?
Yes, and again, you probably know. If you follow the Twitter, you know about this. So we partnered up with Gaghead, which is a YouTube channel run by Freddie Prinze Jr., John Lee Brody, and Claire Grant. They kind of do all kinds of stuff from, you know, Sea of Thieves to like people doing. I think they've played some Fiasco on there or other games, and it's just kind of like
they do video game reviews.
Yeah, it's kind of like nerdy content, sketch comedy. Video game kind of stuff, and so they have welcomed us in to their family, and we're going to be producing content to put on that. So follow them at Gaghead, Gegghead, on Twitter and on YouTube. They started something called Severed Sundays.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, hashtag Severed Sundays.
I saw them use that, but they made that for us.
Yeah, that's for us.
I really got to follow us on Twitter. I got to stay updated.
So anyway, if everyone is ready.
Yeah, is this an actual play podcast or what?
It's an actual talk podcast.
Let's begin tonight's episode of Severed Sons, episode 19, Caper in East Haven. Last time, you confronted Maud Chiselbone in her lair and were horrified to watch her transform into a hideous hag. You fought the Mad Witch, who summoned a frost giant skeleton to fight for her as she made her escape. Fang. In your shifted state, you clamped your jaws around the leg bone of the giant, wrenching it free and causing the undead monstrosity to collapse under its own weight. Chasing after the lakehead, you shimmy down a frozen waterfall, only for a strange watery snake to lash out and grab Shiv. The water weird tried to drown you, but because of your great lung capacity, it was unable to. Sensing a watery kindred spirit, Shiv, you were able to convince the creature to leave you alone. Kai and the rest of the party caught up to Maud. The hag offered you her magic cauldron and a hidden treasure chest full of gold, if you would let her live. You accepted her deal, rowing her out to the middle of the lake. She and Shiv swam down to a sunken vessel, retrieving a large, heavy chest. She gave the chest to you and disappeared into the dark, icy depths. Returning to the docks, you opened the chest, only for disembodied, crawling claws to leap out at you, Fang. You quickly dispatched them and claimed your treasure. The next morning, you met Captain Imdra at the town hall, telling her about the enchanted stewpot and of the unfortunate fishers. Imdra brought you Dazan's belongings, and Kai, you leafed through the pages of the dead mage's spellbook. As you left the speaker's office tracks, only you saw this strange sight. A woman with long, wet, dark hair tied to a masthead on display. She looked up at you, her face a skull with a rictus grin, and began shrieking at you. No one still can see the ghost. Only you can see it, Trax, but everyone could hear the hideous laugh. Okay, Trax, the skull is just looking you right in the face, the jaw just kind of flapping at you, the water dripping down this hair. What do you do?
Hello! And I'm gonna book it back out of there if I can.
Okay, roll initiative.
Yeah, there it is.
What if this wasn't an encounter and just something that you had to deal with?
Just me, personally.
We support you, bro!
Someone help me, for the love of God!
Zimu.
Shiv,
what's your
Jesus Christ.
Shiv's initiative is 4.
Okay. Kai?
19.
Trax?
It's a 6.
Fang?
6 doesn't sound so bad when you got a 3.
Man. Oh!
Donar?
11.
Look, it was a late night.
Captain Imdra is right behind you. Okay, so top of the round, Trax. The ghost, this lady right in front of you wearing this, like, white gown that seems to be floating above the ground slightly, waving in an immaterial wind that you can't feel on your face. But the wind is just blowing, her hair starting to shake, drops of water just falling. You can see the water dripping onto the ground. And she was bound with a rope to the pilt, to the masthead. And she phases right through it and comes up to you and says, "Your soul doesn't belong to you. Let me have the body. I want your body."
Do we hear this?
Yes, you do. I would like for you to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh. A 10.
Okay.
Not good.
So...
she's going to get that body.
Kai, what do you do? All you see is Trax, standing right in front of the masthead.
Dude, but I've heard all of this conversation up until now?
Yes.
Then I am going to click, clack, and run and grab him and pull him over here with 35 feet of movement.
Okay, I would like for you to make a contested grapple, because if you're going to grapple him, that is, you need to roll a strength athletics. Trax, will you roll a strength athletics for me?
Yes.
Damn it.
That's a 4.
Okay.
I got a 3 with a nat 1.
Wow.
Trax.
How are we doing this?
Trax. Okay.
Night, everyone.
So this is what happens. Kai, you lunge at Trax, and Trax suddenly, with a speed that you've never seen before, jumps out of the way and rolls, and you kind of like fly past him trying to tackle him. What else would you like to do? That was your action.
I'm just gonna hold my action to attack if something comes near.
Okay. Well, you already, trying to do the grapple was your action.
Yeah, you're right. So I'm going to stand there like an idiot.
Behind you, Fang, the door to the office, the speaker's office that you were in, is shut. And you hear banging and people trying to get through. There's soldiers that were still inside, guards, and they're trying to get the door open, but they can't get it open for some reason. Imdra's trying to help, and she's like, what's going on? Donar.
Donar's going to say, we're dealing with something. Give us one sec. And he is going to move right here.
Mm-hmm.
And with his Tika frying pan, is going to hold an action to attack anything that attacks Trax.
Okay.
And as a bonus action, he is going to say to Trax, yeah, I don't see this thing, but I believe there's something here, and I believe that you're going to take it down and best it. And with that, Trax gets 1d6 bardic inspiration.
Ooh. First bardic inspiration.
We got a multi-class, baby.
Hey, I'm so proud of you.
It's happening.
Okay, anything else, Donar?
No, that's his turn.
Trax, you kind of like look over at Donar and Kai, and he gets this like weird look on his face, and he says, and you hear this weird reptilian high-pitched laugh coming from him that is not Trax. And suddenly he takes off and runs through this door.
I only joke around because I've been kidnapped.
Fuck, okay.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Which door? The one to the left?
This door right here to... Yeah, to the right, to the east of you, Shiv. Okay.
Okay.
And behind, you hear the door slam, and then a couple of seconds later, you hear the sound of glass being broken.
Fuck!
Shiv.
Shiv will go to this door and open it.
You look through, and there are lots of, like, boxes haphazardly stacked left and right, leaving a pathway down the middle, and there's a window on the other side with a heavy curtain, which is kind of flapping in the breeze, and the window is broken. And you kind of see a shadow of Trax jumping out of it. You're on the first floor, by the way.
Right. How far away is the window?
1, 2, 3. 15 feet away.
I'll take my remaining 15 feet to go to the window.
Trax is currently running in the direction of the lake.
I'll dash and chase him.
Okay. I'd like you to make a acrobatics to get through the window.
Sure. 15.
15. You make it through your shell, kind of your big guy, the shell kind of like gets stuck for a second, but you manage to get out of it, and you're right next to Trax.
Great.
And so you're right here now. And you're outside next to... Shiv, you're outside next to Trax. What do you do?
Who are you?
You see Trax's head completely turn around almost 180 degrees and look at you. Body is mine now. Fang.
Fang is going to 5, 10, 15, 20... head, that was 15, through the door, I guess, that Trax went through. Looking out the window, I mean, as best I can, I can't see anything, right?
Yeah, it's a very narrow window, actually. It's not really too wide.
And then I'm going to go ahead and dash another 30, 5, 10, 15, 20, and also get up in the same area next to Trax. And... I'll turn to Shiv and I'll say, what is going on?
Look at his head.
And I'll say, Trax, are you all right?
It's completely turned around backwards on his body.
No. And Fang did not notice that in the frenzy of catching up and just kind of recoils in horror and has no action left. So that's all I'm going to do.
Top of the round, the spirit inhabiting Trax's body says, this little one is mine now, Trax. Actually, Farron, would you make a charisma saving?
Oh, do good.
You got the inspiration, fam!
What was that, a plus d6?
Yeah, d6.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely using it.
And you can add it after you see the roll, but before you know the result.
I rolled a 17. I'm not fucking taking any chances. That's 20.
Yeah.
That's, let's see. That's gonna be 21.
Okay. You see, both of you see the spirit-like form of Farron that you saw before during the seance kind of get yanked out of his body, but suddenly you see a grimace on Farron's face. He's like, no, and pulls back and like snaps into the body, tracks the kobold, looks at you and says, I guess you're along for the ride, and takes off running. Let's see.
Farron's an elf, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. What's your move?
I have 35.
We don't get any opportunity attack on that, do we?
Damn. You can if you wish.
I would go for one.
Okay. Yeah. It's 35.
35. Okay. Cursed my quickness.
So with the quarterstaff, I got a 19 to hit.
19. That tracks. Does that hit you?
It does not hit me.
Damn it. Curse my high AC.
Fang is not going to take an opportunity to attack because it means attacking Trax.
Kai.
So seeing everybody rush out of here, Kai is going to also take a page and move 50 feet and like seamlessly dashing out through the window and like almost leaping through like legs in this sprinter stance so he hits the ground and keeps running. If Shiv is still there on his way out, he might use his hand to, like, tap off Shiv's back and get back on his feet. And then he's
it's like
going
rolling
to...
up over a car hood on Shiv's shell.
Right.
Then his aviators on.
Yeah, I'm going to spend a key point and my action to dash and triple move. So that would be an extra 50 plus an extra 50. And I'm going to get around in front of Trax and try and cut him off.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
Captain Imdra finally gets the door open because the spirit is gone. Come out. Donar.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Oh, yeah. Donar is going to also dash and try to get through this window. Would you like a check?
Yeah, make a acrobatics check.
Ah, figured. That's an 8.
It's fine. It's you kind of like you take 1 point of slashing damage from the broken glass.
Oh, that fucking hurts. All right.
But you get through.
So that's gonna 40 puts him right there. So he's going to dash, and his dash puts him here.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, as a bonus action, he's going to see Kai up ahead and assume that's for a reason. And he's going to say, "You, Kai, go get him, bro, I'm catching up!" And with that, Kai has 1d6 bardic inspiration.
What?
We're giving him out like freaking hotcakes.
Like little dumplings that you...
A perfect analogy for you.
I was going to say, also giving out hotcakes.
I do have two latkes that I would have made at breakfast that are my long rest treats.
Would you like a hotcake or a latke? Okay. Okay. Donar, Trax, you're sort of aware of what's going on, but you have no control.
Can I try and talk to her?
You can always try.
You know what? I'm going to try it. I'm gonna talk to her and I'm gonna say,
"Look, this isn't the best body, all right? Look, perhaps we can find someone else for you if you just give me the body back and let's talk it out."
Make a persuasion roll. She says, in response to that, she says, "You are going to lose this body soon anyway. You don't need it. I want it." But that's a perception.
Yeah, I rolled again. 14.
14. You get the sensation that she doesn't care. Anything tracks you on?
I don't think anything? I can do anything else, so...
Nope.
Oh, here we go.
Shiv, your turn.
Shiv will dash a whole 60 feet up to... far as he can, which is right.
Passing Fang there. And Donar.
He's not doing his kind of old man huff run. He's like giant turtle in full sprint just to try to catch up. He's not saying anything. He's just trying to get there. So that's it.
Fang.
Fang is going to run 30 feet to catch up at least to Donar. And putting him in range, he's going to yell out, "Drax, resist it as much as you can!" And he puts his hands out and casts sleep on... That's one of those radius things that it affects everybody. It's an area of effect, so I'm going to cast
you,
it
you can definitely do that.
Away from Trax so that he's the only one in it.
Trax, what's your current hit points?
33.
Okay.
So... 5d8... 16, 20, 31.
Oh.
Okay. Mm. You do not fall asleep, unfortunately. Anything else, Fang?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Kai. Trax is starting to run toward the docks. Kai, would you like to make an opportunity attack as Trax runs away?
I would.
I like how Fang would be is like, "I will not. I don't want to hurt Trax." And Kai's like, "I will fuck his shit up."
It's like, "I'm only going to be sorry about this a little bit."
We'll see how long Fang holds out.
And I'm going to try and punt him right in his little lizard face.
What?
That's an 18 plus 7.
Oh, yeah.
That hits.
All right. So we need one of these guys. Max damage for 8.
Okay. Keep track of that. Trax takes off the map and is like heading right down toward the docks. He is currently what, 70 feet away from Kai.
Okay.
Kai, your turn.
Kai will use his bonus action and a key point to do another bonus action dash. And then once he gets back up to Trax,
mm-hmm.
he's going to drop down in the snow and slide around and try to throw a low kick that sweeps the leg to knock him prone.
Okay. Let's call this... Do you want to call this a shove, or do you want to call this a... Let's see, because I want to do special Rule of Cool stuff here.
Is it possible that I could grapple him and get him to the ground?
Uh-huh.
Then what I'll do is... I'll throw that low kick and try to knock his legs out from under him. And then if I can, I'll grab his arm and pin the back of his head down into the snow.
Okay. Make an opposed strength athletics. Trax, you can make an acrobatics, whatever's better.
Am I forced to choose whatever's better?
You're forced to choose whatever's better, yes.
Okay. Acrobatics. Oh, dirty 20.
I beat you.
Hey!
Let me see what it was for sure, but it was, I rolled an 18 plus athletics is a 3. Oh, wait. Nope, it's a 2. Fuck.
Okay,
it's
so
a 30, 20. Push.
Okay, push. You manage to sweep the leg, and you see Trax do this weird roll you've never seen him do before, and he rolls and comes up on his feet.
Damn.
All right, then I'm just going to stay right there beside him.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say, you don't want to get kicked again.
It's not my face. Well, it is now.
Oh.
You just defeated your own logic.
Have you heard of the ship of Theseus?
Well.
Oh, wow.
And that is my turn.
Well, this body is a bit small. Maybe I'll just take it out and drown it.
Hang on.
Donar.
So they've run off, right? They're not at this place on the map?
No. Trax and Kai are currently 70 feet kind of off. They went to the northwest, which is the closest way to get to the lake, to the docks.
Gotcha.
So they're from this corner of the building, they're 70 feet away from where they are currently on the map.
Gotcha. Okay, so then with my action, I'm going to take my 80-foot dash in that direction, mm-hmm. which I guess would put me just on the other side of where Trax is.
Right now, Donar's right there. One, yeah. 2, 3.
That's...
Because it's 35 feet to get to the corner. And then they're currently 70 feet beyond that.
Okay, cool. 70 beyond that. I was looking at Shiv. I thought I was Tortle. That's not me. different reptile. What I'm going to do is... Yeah, I'm just going to take the dash still, so I'll be behind where Kai is.
And, so you're about 30 feet behind, I think. So.
Gotcha. So, and as a bonus action, as I pass, I'll give it to Shiv and say, "Yo, I believe in you too. I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of fun."
Oh, God. I had an inspiration.
You did.
All right.
Fuck.
Did have an inspiration.
You should have used it.
I hate that shit.
Okay. It's fine.
Well, I'm going to give one to Shiv as well. I don't know why. I'm feeling supportive today. And Shiv, I believe in you.
Thanks.
And that's a D6. Okay. I believe in Fang, too, but I can only do so much.
Okay. Trax, you feel your personality being pushed down. Like, it's like one of those cartoons where, like, there's something in the trash can, like, jumping up and down, trying to force what it into... Like, get down there! Shiv.
I'll do the dash too and get 60 feet as close as I can, which I think, if we're doing the math, I can get 20 feet and then 40 feet, so I'm 30 feet away.
You're 10 feet past Donar. So currently, Zero Point is at the corner of the building. Donar's at 30 feet, Shiv's at 40 feet, and Kai and Trax are at 70 feet.
Hope you were ready to run, Donar.
Oh, you freaking, yeah, dude. I'm feeling good this morning.
Fang.
Fang is going to go his 30 feet closer to the action. How far does that put him away from Trax?
Because if you go straight across 30 feet to get the corner, you're actually 10 feet past the corner. So how much is left? Are you going to dash?
No, if I just go the 30 feet, how far does that put me from what they were at? You say they were at 70?
They're at 70 from the corner, so I think if you're right at the corner but 10 feet above it, you'll be at 60 feet.
Great. Then Fang is going to kind of like clap his hands, rub them together again real quick, and with 90-foot range, he is going to cast Sleep yet again on Trax way ahead of him.
Trax, what's your current...
25.
Okay.
You know what? It didn't work the first time for Fang, so he's gonna... wait, does it make a difference? Yes. Fang's gonna do a second level sleep this time.
Yeah, there you go.
Upcast that shit.
If that doesn't do it, that's just a bad fucking roll. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then...
I love the sound of multiple dice being...
Uh-huh. 28.
Okay, so Trax, you're at 23 currently? 25. So you...
Good thing for that second level.
So you suddenly fall asleep. Boom. And Trax, the kobold, is asleep on the ground.
As he goes down, Fang says, "Nobody hurt him! Somebody bind him!" In one of his most commanding voices you've heard him use outside of his shifted phase yet.
Oh, dude, okay.
And that's it for me.
Okay. That's actually the last person in the round, and Trax is asleep. So we're going to go out of combat. We'll keep this same initiative up if something happens.
Okay, cool.
What would you like to do?
Fang would like to continue to approach. And I suppose as if nobody else is doing it, he's like pulling out rope quickly.
Since I have shivel
he knows.
Since I'm already there. I would jump on him and grab him.
Great. Then as Fang approaches, he's like, "We only have a minute until he awakens. We need to come up with something quickly."
Even once they get him tied, Shiv will keep a hold on him. Just like his whole body will just like bear hug him.
Okay. And 1 minute starting now.
Yeah, what do we do?
What has happened? What? Something clearly has possessed him, but what? We heard I heard the voice, but I saw nothing.
Gotta be some kind of spirit, dude.
It was invisible, whatever it was.
Well, I'm not sure any of us are qualified.
To us, clearly Trax could see it.
She seems to want his body. It has something to do with the fact that his soul does not belong to it.
Maybe it just makes him the most vulnerable.
Would she jump to one of us if he cannot move?
It is possible.
Hard to say.
Maybe it's because his body is kind of unstable. Maybe it's going to stay with him.
Yes, I think this is true. I think that if we keep him bound, then we'd make sure that his body is no longer appealing to this spirit, that perhaps she will leave him. Burn. It will leave him. I don't know what.
It's not a very appealing body to begin with.
Yeah, that's all. I like to think that Trax is still awake. Or Farron's just in there like.
And suddenly. Yeah, Trax heard the whole thing. But suddenly you see Trax's eyes pop open. And she's like, let me go. Let me go.
Oh, no. Fuck off.
Just bear hugging as tight as I can.
What do you want with him?
I want his body. He's not using it. He uses it very poorly. I saw. I could see. I've seen you all before.
What have you seen us do?
You summoned me.
You're the lady, aren't you?
I am the lady. I have been mistreated. I have been tortured. I want to see you pay, all of you pay, this entire city burn. One at a time, I will drown you all.
Who tortured you?
My husband. Oh. Wanting my riches.
Where is he now?
I got to him first.
You really did.
So, why do you wish to harm more people?
No one was there for me in my time. The fishermen could hear me screaming across the lake.
Yeah, the fishermen have been busy, like, waiting for boats to come in.
I got this.
Sorry, I wanted to be there. I tried. I jumped in.
I think you went the wrong way with that one.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Look, as people who have tried to traverse that lake, it's not easy. Even if people had tried, which you don't know they didn't, there's no way they could have made it to you in time. All the ice. Hell, it took us half a day to get across.
What are you trying to say?
Let it go.
Maybe you're not as alone as you think you are. You're a victim, no doubt, but that's no need to turn it around on everyone else. Was there anyone else in this whole city that had animosity towards you? Or are you just angry about your husband?
Make a persuasion roll.
I think it's going to be a straight up 13 because I don't think I have any charisma.
But you do have inspiration. You have inspiration.
Thank you.
D6, brother.
For the reminder, that helped. Let's see. Double check here. Skills. Yeah, that's a plus zero. So 15.
15 is what you needed.
Yes! Let's go.
You see the ghost kind of shimmer. Kind of outlining Trax's body, but still completely surrounding it. And you hear the voice, the female voice, say, I have been dispelled. I have had holy men try to exorcise me from the lake. I always return. You're right. Perhaps I do need a new view of things. Also, maybe it would be nice to sightsee a little. And you see the body kind of shrink down in Trax's form. And then Farron, your consciousness, pops in, and you find yourself tied up.
Donar, when someone's complaining about the fishermen, side with the fishermen.
I'm just saying that the economy of this small town has been suffering, and they got their own shit to deal with.
What time
I understand.
That's not the clear path of empathy, though.
No, I know, but she was being a douche nozzle to our friend, and I didn't want to empathize with her either.
Suddenly, out of Trax's mouth says, I am no douche nozzle.
Wait, are you still here?
I should have warned you about that, too. Like, how do you know she left?
Yeah, I don't know how most of this works.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can you understand me right now?
Hey, what's up, dude?
No, not you.
You hear in your head, yes, I do hear you.
So are you staying with me? Is that the plan?
I might be quiet. This might be fun. You look like a tortured soul, much as me. And also, I believe that your soul will be leaving this body soon. So if I hang on long enough, I get what I want.
I tell you what, if you don't hinder me or my companions, you can have this body as soon as my soul is done with it. Is that a deal?
That is a deal. A delicious, delicious deal.
Okay, I'm not sure I like how excited you are about that, but
I'll let you roll an insight check.
Yeah, I would like to. 18.
She might have said that with murderous intent.
Is it safe to say she's in your head, Drax?
Yes, we're speaking right now. Look, does anyone have... Where's... Let me get my flask. I am in need of a drink.
I got latkes, too. I made them this morning with the hash. It's like you shred a potato and it's like pancake.
I think I could go for a little lettuce.
Oh, if you would like to partake, I don't know what else we have to do today, but that hasn't stopped me before.
If we need to take a rest, Drax, if you are not feeling well, I could provide some lodgings.
How far are we out of town from where we've been staying? Not far, right?
Yeah, you're only a few blocks away from the inn.
I suppose that would be unnecessary then.
Just so you can, like, save your, if you call them spell slots.
Something like that, maybe.
Like the slots for your spells you cast.
Imdra and the two guards come running out of the front door and running towards you. Someone, please explain what's going on here.
I'm not going to do that.
Fang is going to step forward and he's going to say, honestly, we are dealing with some in-party things that might require a little more explanation than we're at liberty to discuss right now. So if you will trust us, we have everything under control now.
Make a persuasion roll.
I'm about to. Fang is using his, like, most polite. Okay, persuasion ain't bad. That is a 16.
Okay, she says, while you were out running around and breaking our windows.
So I apologize for that. I will surely pay for that.
The speaker himself showed up. He would like to talk to all of you. Something about, and she looks at you kind of like straight in the eyes and says, and straight in the eyes, Fang, and says, he wants to purchase the cauldron from you.
And where could we find the speaker?
He's currently inside.
Should we go back through the window we broke, or is
there
a
different entrance? No, please come in the front. Please come in the front.
It's already broken.
Wonderful. Fang looks back. Is Trax still bound?
Yes.
Can someone please?
He says, Donar, will you please? This looks bad.
I'll let him go.
Trax, make a... You actually do feel in your mind a little bit of control trying to be exerted on your mind.
Once we get up, Trax is going to walk over to Kai and say, look, I was able to sense everything that was happening, and I want to say thank you. I think I'm reminded very much so of our old friend Trax.
What?
You know, what we had to go through with him. I feel like it was a very similar situation.
Oh, okay.
And he'll just pat him on the, I guess, calf and keep walking.
You all go back inside, and back in the speaker's office, where the cauldron is currently, and you see a man sitting behind the desk now, and he's about 35, 40, has this kind of chin strap beard and short kind of mussed up hair. And he's like, good, good. You managed to catch them before they left. Did you impress upon them the importance of East Haven purchasing this cauldron? Captain Imdra says, yes, Speaker. I do. I made sure that they did not leave with the cauldron. And that's why I had guards on it, so that you could talk to them. And she kind of looks past and kind of winks at Fang, like, kind of shrugs her shoulder, like, what's going on? I don't know.
But Fang kind of gives her a shrug right back, and he says, Mr. Speaker, I presume?
Yeah, my name is Danath Whalen. Speaker Danath Whalen, properly elected official and leader of East Haven.
Speaker Whalen, it is a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for having us in your town. You say you want to purchase this item?
Yes, I was told by my personal guards that you had brought the cauldron in and that Captain Imdra was inspecting it. But my personal guards, it's the talk of the whole town hall. Everyone inside knows what's going on. I want to make sure that this is a lifesaver for our community. And I would like to purchase this for and he has a bag, and he kind of looks through it. I have these 5 gems and these rubies spill out onto the table, and they look quite valuable.
Fang, he says, we understand that East Haven had come under some very hard times. Is this, can you afford to give us this?
This is my personal, it's from my assets.
And Fang looks at the group and he turns to him and he says, well, surely there is great reward in feeding East Haven for the foreseeable future. We wish you the best.
From Trax's mouth says, make it 8 and we have a deal.
Do not listen to that one.
Yeah, Fang whips around. It's obvious, not Trax's voice, correct?
It kind of like was a pale imitation of Trax's voice.
Make it 8, and we have a deal.
And Fang quickly, as he hears that, he quickly swipes up the 5, puts him back in the bag, and holds the bag shut. And he says, but I would be lying if I said that this would not help us on our quests, so...
If you give me 48 hours, I can get the other 3.
You know what? See what you can do, and if you rustle it up, perhaps I give it to a charity in need of East Haven. Will you do that for us?
Good thought, Fang.
There is something else I require.
Then what is that?
And Fang looks back at Kai with a raised eyebrow.
And I'm gonna pull out the spell book that I took into the room with me, and I'm gonna say, this and all of his belongings stay with me. In my hands, I can use it to protect this town. You don't have anybody else that knows anything to do with this. Also, I want any and all information about the wizard you killed. I want to know where he stayed, I want to know where he slept, I want to know where he took a shit.
Captain Imbra kind of goes,
oh. Fang looks back at the speaker. He says, yes, we require all of that.
Make a persuasion roll.
Okay. That is... that plus 0. It's a 14.
Captain Imbra says, speaker, we currently do not have any mages on payroll in East Haven. It would do us no good to have this book here. In fact, it might be a danger.
Just from glancing at the pages, I can tell you there are at least 2 other wizards in the Dale that will be looking for this book and whatever else he left behind.
Speaker Wayland says, in that case, take it. I have no need of it.
I need all of his belongings.
What did I say he had before? Do you remember? Did you write it down?
He had spell components and like... I
can tell you what he had. But
yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Fang pulls out his little blue book from Ronaldo, and he rattles off. He says, I believe Dezan left a robe, a dead frog, several coins, and several spell components in addition to the book.
What he said?
Imdra says, we haven't been able to find if he had a hideout or location in town, and our investigation is ongoing. However, this is all that he had on his person. He was caught red-handed.
Thank you.
Everybody could see the fireball from very far away when it happened, when he killed those people.
Keep me in the loop when you find anything else.
Speaker Wayland says, where can we find you?
I'll find you.
Fang turns to Captain Imdra and says, forgive me, am I correct in remembering that you said the mage used to frequent the Wet Trout, even though he was staying at the White Lady?
That is true, yes. It is a bit of a lower-class establishment there.
Fang looks back at Kai and he says, perhaps we should check that out before we leave town.
We'll check it out.
So we have a deal, and he pushes over the belongings that you had put on the table to you, Kai.
Kai extends a hand, and right when the speaker goes to shake it, he pulls it back and says, it still hurts.
Fang will be there to lend his, and he'll put his hand out.
He shakes Fang's hand and says, adventurers are so fucking weird, but you do a good service, and we are glad to have you as protectors of East Haven.
While he says that, Trax is over there saying,
So what is your plan? What is your goal? Just to himself, and look off to the side.
What do you mean, what is my goal?
What?
In your head.
What is your end game?
Complete and utter chaos. I've got you.
What do you want? We're a fairly interesting group. I feel like you will find that our adventures are quite entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, is there somewhere that you would like to stay? That we can drop you off?
I think we should be dropping you off somewhere.
Don't like that. Okay, good talk. We'll talk later.
Make a charisma saving throw.
12.
Everybody, you kind of look, you finish like saying goodbye to the speaker and to Captain Imdra, and you look over at Trax, and he has his finger straight up his nose trying to pick something way up there.
I think for the next while, Shiv is going to stay very close to Trax, like basically within arm's reach.
Okay.
I think I preferred when I found everything funny. I'll take that back.
Oh, dude, that was so great. That was a great day.
Are we leaving? We're heading out. We've said our goodbyes. I imagine we're walking out as we do.
Yes.
Fang says, would anyone be opposed to spending the rest of the day in East Haven collecting whatever we need and finishing up, tying up some loose ends, and then perhaps we can be on our way in the morning?
Sunblight's here, isn't he?
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yes, I did forget about this. I'm mostly concerned. I was thinking mostly about your wet trout business, and I'm still looking for armor as he checks his robes.
I'll tell you what. Let's take a rest. Realign ourselves. We'll go get your armor. We'll go to the wet trout. And then maybe we'll bump into Sunblight on the way. But if not, we'll pay him a visit before we get out of town.
And business for anyone else?
Actually, I'm feeling like I might want to explore some armor as well. In the Monk region, they taught us a way of, like, dodging things based on how dexterous we were. I was never great at that, and I was always getting hit by shit.
Let us go shopping.
If you're getting armor, I'll freaking join you.
I wouldn't mind trying to find some more armor,
dude,
as well.
Montage.
There's quite a few shops. I mean, it's the second largest city in 10 towns, so there's quite a few shops.
I'm looking for some more. I'd love something with some cold resistance, so I might try to find like an enchanter or something.
Okay. Well, you did hear the speaker say that there were no mages in town that he knew about. When you walk out and you're walking back to the inn, I'd like everybody to make a perception roll.
Not great.
12.
14.
9.
15.
16 for Donar.
A 15 and above. Who was that? Kai?
And Donar.
Okay, Kai and Donar. Donar, you see there's this cottage on the way, and it's just kind of set off to the side, and you see this weird-looking bird that's on it, and it kind of like, you glance over it, and it suddenly takes off into the air. It's really like long. It's like, you see it dive down behind something, and it looked green colored, but it looked like it had a long, long tail, but white feathers. Kai, you know what this is.
Yep.
And you see it take off, and you see it fly due west out of town.
So Donar is going to say, whoa! I've seen some birds in my day, but I've never seen that kind of long, freaking eel snake-looking green piece of motherfucker. Look at that!
Well, when's the last time you've been up north?
Dude, I didn't go outside much at the monastery, so...
When's the last time you weren't high?
Right now, dude. I didn't wake and bake this morning because we had things to do.
I can assure you that was a parakeet.
Oh, that sounds pretty common.
Yeah.
Kai and Donar, you're pretty sure that it came out of the attic of that cottage.
Do parakeets live in attics? I thought they'd, like, be, you know, top of trees, build a little nest, twigs.
I think they're domesticated.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe somebody lost their parakeet.
Oh, I wouldn't want that. When I thought we lost Ted Johnson, I was freaking sad as shit.
You really were.
Well, I wanted to shop today, But if you think someone's lost a pet, I think we have a responsibility as deputy of most things that I deem necessary. If you think this is a pet parakeet, we gotta do something about it.
I tell you what. Why don't you give Fang your money?
Oh, well, okay.
Tell him what you want, and you can go track down this parakeet.
By myself?
Do you think you're not capable?
I think I'm capable.
As deputy?
I want to insight check Kai.
I'm staying out of
this. I think he's trying to lead me on a wild goose chase.
Kai, make a persuasion or deception roll, whichever.
Here's
you
the thing. It was.
You say yours first.
We'll say. Hold on.
We'll say.
I'm looking. We'll say deception is a 6.
I rolled a 3, and I have inspiration from last session that I'm going to choose not to use. I'm going to willingly fail because I want to see. Don't always, but Paul the player is interested. So, in that case, Donar's going to hand Fang some gold and say, I'm feeling like I didn't want anything too heavy, something that can keep me light and moving in the kitchen.
Okay.
Maybe something with studs on it that's made of leather. Use your imagination. And fellas, I'm getting bird hunting. And tonight, I'll cook you a nice meal not related to this bird, because I'm not going to kill it, because that's not what I'm doing. And Donar's going to march off, deputy badge proud.
And Fang says, Donar, wait!
Hey, wait, what's up, dude?
He'll walk up to him and he says, if you feel that you must do this, of course I trust you, just do not go too far. We don't want anything there. We want to be around for you if you need us, but good luck. And he pats you on the shoulder, and as he does, you get Vigilant Blessing advantage on your next initiative roll.
Oh, thanks, dude. I appreciate it. Dona's going to root around and pull out the bag of dank and the water pipe, the white and purple water pipe, and say, if you want to, get started without me.
Thank you. I will guard this with my life.
I appreciate it, dude. It does mean a lot to me, but I trust your capable, meaty hands as he walks off.
He's gonna cook that bird, isn't he?
Yeah, Fang confusedly just, like, turns around with the bowl in hand, like, and just kind of gives the group a look, like, and a shrug. Pockets that and his gold and goes about his business.
I really hope he gets it.
Putting up from here, or are you going to all go back to the inn, rest, and then do your business?
What time is it?
It's still early. It's like 9:30.
Yeah.
Actually, probably earlier. Yeah, it's 9 bells, because it hit 9 bells. So it's like 9:30.
I think Fang's going to go to the armor shop now, just in the off chance something requires some meditation on it, or attunement, maybe? So
Trax, what are you doing?
Still early.
I think Trax needs a little retail therapy after this morning.
That's why I said montage, right?
Shiv, what are you doing?
Shiv is trying to find maybe like a potion of cold resist, something like that, but if he can't, he would just work on that moose antler shield that he's been toting around with him.
Okay, Kai.
Kai is going to go back to the White Lady Inn and start studying.
Kai, as you walk away, you look back and you see the curtains in that cottage close quickly.
I'm going to pretend I'm walking back to the White Lady Inn.
Let's go with Donar. We're going to do you last.
Okay, that's fair.
Fang, what would you like to do?
Fang is going to just traipse around town with, you know, his hands and his robes, just common, you know, as polite as can be, looking around, kind of taking in the sights as well. He's not bothering to ask anybody. He's kind of just like at his own leisure looking for the armory.
Okay. You can wander around. You actually, it's a little bit easier because the find, because the blacksmith, there's big
middle of the day, big black belching smoke coming from the chimney, and you see it from blocks away. And you can smell the smell of, like, heated metal.
That is the direction that he will head, then.
Fang, I'm right behind you.
Oh, hello there. I did not realize
I've been talking to you for the last 10 minutes.
You're kidding me. I'm so sorry. I was lost in thought.
I thought you were headed to the inn.
No, I was going to get armor, too. Well, look at armor.
So you see this young girl, and she's kind of out front, and she's sitting, and you see her whittling something. And she's got a big, thick, like, red cloak on, and she's got blonde braids kind of like stuck out of the hood of the cloak, and she's whittling.
Good day.
Well met. I'm looking for a new set of armor. Is that something that you could help me with here?
Yeah, that's what we do here. What are you looking for?
Well, I cannot speak for my friend here, but I am looking for something, and he's like kind of references his physique. He says something large. This has worked for me thus far, but I'm finding myself in a little more danger than I first intended. So I'm looking for something a little heavier. If you know.
Oh, just leveled up. I see.
Something like that. I do feel a lot more powerful. Thank you.
There was some kind of metric.
I'm here on behalf of a friend as well. I'm looking for something light and studded, perhaps in the leather category.
There's a shop across the way. Guy named Swifty. He's a leather worker.
Swifty. Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. I will head there next. But as far as the heavy armor, if I could purchase that here, it would be. What do you need, Trax?
I'm looking into expanding my armor as well. I'm sure the cost right now is exponentially more than I have, but I was curious if you have anything in the full plate variety.
we have for a little guy like you, like really?
Yes, yes.
Fang is also
daddy. Daddy, get out here, daddy!
Oh no! And this big hulking guy comes out, and he's got tattoos all over his face, and his skin is weather-worn. Like, he must have tanned, like, every day for, like, his entire life, and it's only, like, slightly faded from the everlasting rime, but the leathered skin is just, like, creases in his skin, in his face, and he's like, "What's going on, daughter?" And he looks down at Trax. This little guy, he's wanting a full plate.
Well, if he's got the coin, sure.
I mean, do you have anything with like a child's fit?
we actually make metal coffins for people who want to bury their dead in the lake so it sinks. But normal size plate mail here in East Haven. 2,500 gold for a full plate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got that kind of coin on you?
It's not on me.
Can you get it?
Question for you.
Yes.
Fang brings up a finger, and he says, 1 week ago, if I may ask you a personal question.
Well, of course, of course.
1 week ago, were you hungrier than you are now?
You know, come to think of it, food's been getting a little scarce around here. I've been hoping for the stores to open back up more and like get more supplies in, but yes. Me and the young'un, we haven't been eating as full a meal as we like.
So, you have not heard. If you were to go to the town hall right now, I can promise you that there will be a meal ready for you to fill yours and your daughter's bellies for the rest of your lives.
Wow, who could have procured such means to feed the entire town?
You see, that is an interesting question, my friend, because as he says, it was indeed us that provided this for you. I do not mean to lord this over you. I really, truly do not, and Fang is trying to be as sincere as possible, but like, he's also like, I mean, come on. So he's like, but should there be a discount for such a feat, I think that we would be forever grateful, and surely it would come back to you tenfold.
Make a persuasion roll at advantage for using Trax's help, actually.
So. Great. Thank you, nice. Trax.
That's a good idea, though.
Persuasion. Ron, that's a natural 20.
Are you fucking serious?
That's a natural 20 and a 7. I'll take a picture of it. Oh, wow.
You get it for free! The
blacksmith says, well, we have heard talk of a cauldron. Word gets around here pretty fast. The speaker has a cauldron that makes stew. It was you?
Indeed it was. And if I may say so, and he kind of laughs at Trax, and it was not easy. We encountered a hag, a weird water snake of sorts.
A giant skeleton?
A giant frog. It was quite a
harpies.
A daring adventure. Frankly, this armor that I am currently wearing is not protecting me against such things. If we were to further help Icewind Dale, we would both be sincerely benefited by your help today.
She looks down at the daughter, and the girl looks up. Who's whittling, and looks like she's changed what she's whittling. She looks up at her dad and says, "I am a little hungry. It would be nice to fill my belly."
Little girl. As a matter of fact, if you help us today with a discount, I promise I will walk myself to the town hall. I will bring you two bowls of that soup before I go to bed this evening.
Daddy!
In fact, let's sweeten that and say that our friend, who is a master chef, will personally spice that dish up for you.
Is this Master Chef Deputy Donar you're talking about?
Who
wields the Tika's frying pan?
That is correct. That is him.
You've heard of him.
Well, everybody's heard of him. He's the one who lifted the frying pan.
Yes, he is part of our group.
Daddy, can I meet Deputy Donar?
Oh, if his friends want to bring him around, you can meet him. Sure. Tell you what, plate mail is very rare, and the materials and the work, it took an entire month to make this a human-sized suit I've got back here. And I don't have a hell's chance in selling it. I'm just hoping for some lunatic adventurers to come by. And I'll sell it to you for $1,700.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could go any lower. That's what it costs to make it.
Yeah, no, understandable. I want to respect your work as a craftsman. I don't want to underpay you. I might come back to that. Let's put a pin in that.
Daddy, I'm not going to get to meet Master Chef Donar.
$1,500, that's my final offer.
Hey, Fang, how much do you think those gems are worth that we receive?
Make an investigation check. You saw them.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a dirty 20.
Nice.
Each one was worth 500 gold pieces.
So we got five, and he's going to find the extra three?
Well, you said you never agreed to that.
Oh, I thought
you told him to give him the charity.
Oh, that's right.
You shouldn't have let me do the talking. If you wanted the treasure.
I got what I wanted.
I was currently talking to myself.
Fang, you asked him that out loud, right? About the gems?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fang kind of, he gives him a finger to the tatted gentleman, and he goes down to Trax and sidebar, and he's like, we didn't really do much investigating with those. They didn't look magical to you, did they?
I don't believe they did.
I'm just not sure. I hope I know what we are selling. And Fang says, but if it seems they fell into our laps, if I trust your judgment, if you think that they are sellable.
I believe they are. I'm going to try one more thing.
Fang will step back and then rustle in his pockets as Trax does this.
In your head, Trax, you hear, don't fuck it up.
Look, all right, I'm trying my best. Sir, look, I might not be able to pay that exorbitant a fee, but I...
It's a masterwork.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm not discrediting the work you put into it. I have a proposition for you. Currently on hand, have 200 gold. I, if we split this up correctly, of ruby worth 500 gold, I will sell you my splint armor.
Mm-hmm.
For that armor, I would be willing to part with this. He's going to unholster his pistol.
And Fang stops rummaging and looks up, surprised.
This has done a lot to keep me out of danger.
What does it do?
This is a firearm.
Never heard of such a thing.
Cover your ears.
Cover.
And as soon as he covers his ears, I'm going to point it in the air and shoot it up.
If you're able to replicate this here, you could make quite a lot of money.
He kind of looks at it. Make an insight check as he's looking at the firearm.
Fang will step forward and, like, kind of onto it. Like, Trax helped him, and he'll step forward, and he says, shortly, if you master the blueprints, it will bring an industrial revolution to East Haven.
Hmm. That was a 17 on that.
Okay. He's looking at it and has no clue. None. Like, he's just, like, you see the puzzled look in his eyes. Like, how it works and how... Like, he's kind of, like, looking at the quality of the metal, but he's, like, looks at it again, turns it over. Like, what button do you push?
It just make sure it's the trigger right there. It's that thin piece of metal. You have to load it.
He hands it back to you.
I'll do the whole process of loading the bullet in there and say, just make sure you don't put your finger on the trigger until you are ready to fire.
Okay, he kind of, like, holds it up. Weird thing about artificers is that their weapons don't really work well in the hands of others. Natural 20, though. And
lucky day.
Yeah, he fires it. And it, like, a guard actually comes in after this, like, is there everything okay in here?
Oh, we're fine. We're fine.
We're fine, the girl says. And fine. She actually finishes whittling, and she goes up to you, Fang, and hands you this whistle. This wooden whistle that's in the shape of a witch's head with the wide brim, typical witch hat, like a hag. And you blow on the top of the hat, the whistle sound comes out the nose, the long nose of the witch.
What is this?
Oh, it's for you.
Thank you. Thanks. Are you certain you worked hard on this?
Well, you're doing business with my pa.
Well, it will be my pleasure to you. And he gives it a little.
Yep, and it makes a little...
And he says, I will treasure it always. Thank you. Thanks.
Well, tell you what. I'll give you 500 for this firearm. You have 700 in coin and gems, and a splint mail I can give you 350 for. So that puts you over 1,500, I believe. The girl says, yes, Daddy, it does. He comes out and says, it's a full human size set of plate mail. He pulls it, like, wheels it out in a trunk. Trax, it's almost too heavy for you to carry. He's like, well, here's the deal. Do you want me to size this for you?
I can take care of that myself, thank you.
Okay. And he puts the trunk down. Boom!
Do we have a deal?
We have a deal.
If I can just see the firearm for 1 second.
Okay, he hands you the firearm.
He's just gonna very quietly say, thank you for all you've done for me. Here you go. Take it before I change my mind.
So you talk to inanimate objects now?
Look, I've always talked to inanimate objects. Look, you're new to my brain. You're going to find a lot of things out.
I hope so. For example, what was that? I know that he can't use that. I can feel it. He might even hurt himself with it.
I told him to, you know, the trigger discipline. It'll be fine.
Sure, whatever you say. Fang.
Gonna kind of move.
What would you like to do?
Fang finishes rifling through his pouch, and he steps forward. He's like, I'm also looking for, I don't need anything as heavy as plate mail, necessarily, but do you have, perhaps, any splint in your storage?
I do. I have
you
this
do now.
Kobold-sized splint mail.
Some use.
Yes, I see that, and clearly that this will not work for me. Do you have anything more in my weight class?
I have a human-sized set of splint that I can size for you. Actually, give me a couple of hours in your measurements, and I can get a size for you quite quickly.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I will I will take you up on that. I also have a ruby that I would love to make change with, if possible.
Of course. It'll be 600 gold for the splint.
And Fang kind of gives him a look of like, are you sure? And it's 600. But he slowly, he waits for him to say something, and his politeness overtakes, and he's slowly giving him the jam.
Yeah. He's kind of, you kind of get the impression that he feels like he got cheated a little bit on Trax's deal, but the uniqueness of it.
Fang says, perhaps if this ruby is equally worth 500, perhaps I could trade in my scale mail as well.
Of course. I'll give you 40 gold for it.
How about we call it 100 and just call it even for feeding your daughter? Fang kind of gives him a blank stare.
Tell you what, 70. You've kept good care of it, I can tell.
And Fang will graciously nod, pull out the extra 30, and hand all of that over, including his scale mail.
He does some measurements for you, like starts, actually the daughter starts doing the measurements, and she writes down it on a pad and hands it to her father.
As she's doing the measurements, Fang has the whistle in his mouth, and he's like, as she whips, like kind of giving her sound effects as she measures him, trying to make her laugh.
She does. She's quite happy. She seemed a little kind of like wary when you all walked in. You've been a different sort of adventurers. So she's quite happy.
Great. Fang says, thank you very much. I will be back in a few hours. In the meantime, I will head over, maybe get you a little bit of stew. I have to meet this Shifty, you say? Shifty?
Swifty.
Swifty. Swifty over at the shop.
His name is Swifty, but he has a bit of a lisp, I believe. But
okay. Oh, good to know. Thank you. So it is Swifty. I would offend him if I called him Swifty. Is this... Either way, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. You walk across the street to the leather workers, and there's this kobold inside who is, he's actually like sitting there, and he's like got like leather stretched out, and he's hammering at it, kind of like trying to cure the leather, like stretch it out a little bit. He's like, come on in.
Good day. Good evening.
Good day.
I'm looking for some leather, some studded leather armor.
Well, my boss isn't here yet, but I can sell you some. I've got some studded leather in the back.
Do you? Do you have something that would fit a dragonborn, say? And he kind of gives like measurements around himself, like a bigger belly, but like
Hold out your hands.
He's got the broad shoulders.
He takes a measuring thing and starts like you're holding the hands out, and he measures.
He's a little farther on the right there. Yep. He's maybe a little tall. I don't know.
Is he shorter than me?
I think he might be a little bit shorter.
Donar's voice echoes. Yeah, dude, I'm 6'6".
He's definitely taller than me. He just slouches. Okay. He's 6'6". Gives all the measurements as he's doing.
Let me go in the back and see what you got.
Question for you, actually. As you're looking, if you happen to have anything, I don't know if you dye the leather here, but if you have anything with maybe a purplish hue, I would love to see it.
I do have some magic hues.
Interesting. If you have them, I would just love to peruse.
Okay.
And he goes back. He kind of scampers to the back. He comes back, and he has like a suit of hold it out. Now, I would not, like, try to keep behind it. Don't stick any part of your body out.
Okay. Fang will get as small as he can.
Okay. And he reaches into this bag and pulls out this purple powder. And the powder's just dripping. And you see it staining his little red arms. And he goes, okay, go, fly! And he throws it. And it hits it, and you just see the dust hit and just kind of magically color the studded leather and goes through all throughout the entire suit.
How'd it do? Did it get any on you?
Fang checks him out, and he said, no, I think I'm mostly clean, thank you. You have
a good aim. A little bit of your shoe, a little bit. I'm sorry about that.
That's quite all right. They're old.
Set of studded leather is 75 gold, and the dye job is 10 extra.
Fang will take the 75 gold out of Donar's, and then he'll take the 10 out of his own, and he'll pay for that.
Okay.
And he'll say, 'Twas a pleasure doing business with you, Swifty.
It's Swifty.
I'm Swifty. So sorry.
Did what's his name across the street tell you I had a lisp?
No, he didn't mention it.
I do not have a lisp.
I have heard nothing.
Okay.
And Fang is slowly backing out, and he says, thank you.
Okay, have a nice day.
You as well, Swifty. Shit, sit.
Bye, he's gone. Goodbye.
And in the sunlight, Fang will go out and he'll inspect the armor and everything, and I'm sure you want to cut to somebody else, so this is all, okay. This is great. Thank you.
Well, there's no sunlight. Actually, there's a little bit of twilight, like sun coming down.
Fang will also cast light on his... He has the ability. He'll okay. Check it out.
Shiv.
Shiv will find just a nice secluded table and work on his shield. Just kind of start carving away at that. Take some personal time.
Okay. If you spend a few hours on it, I think you can complete it.
Oh, he's going to do that then.
Okay.
And he doesn't... It's not particularly elegant. He doesn't need it to look like super fancy, but just to function as a shield.
Okay. Are you working on it outside? Where are you working on it?
I think I'd go outside. Maybe... Okay. If there's like a... I don't know if there's like a park or like a bunch of picnic tables or something. Somewhere secluded.
Well, there's some benches and things by the piers, but because it's frozen and cold, there's not really any, like, it's all kind of covered in snow.
That sounds like a nice place to work.
Okay, so you just kind of hang out by the pier, and the moon has not come out yet. Much to your chagrin as you're working on it. You like looking at the moon, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
The moon is important to you.
That sounds like a Shiv thing.
Yep. And, well, he's got the saloon hat, so it's...
Yeah, he's a big fan of working by the moonlight.
The twilight kind of like comes up, a little bit of the sunlight. You feel your nose, like as the twilight starts to kind of tingle, a little bit of sunlight hits your nose and starts to burn. And hurt.
Oh, goody.
And then you look, and there's like an icy like spot on a window nearby. And you look over, and where there was kind of that grayish spot where the red was coming off has turned red again, crimson again.
Oh. Okay, I'll check the other spots that I had noticed. The gray start to come back.
Everything else was covered. All the other places were covered by clothing, but just because your nose was exposed.
So it's just where the sun...
Like a little bit of sunlight light hit it. I mean, it kind of tingled and actually like stung like a sunburn. I mean, you could only imagine what it would have felt like if you'd been in a full sunlight.
Yeah, for sure. He'll kind of just rebundle up and...
The twilight, the twilight is kind of like it gets like the twilight kind of comes up over the horizon a little bit over the lake and then kind of fades away after a few hours. And you get your shield, you've completed your shield.
Sick. Then with any other free time, he would just kind of meditate by the pier, maybe do some like Tai Chi movements and such.
Make a religion check for me. This is just for my for writing sure. Something down real quick.
14.
14, okay.
So just add a shield to my inventory? Is that just how this works?
It's just a shield. It's just cool. Really cool looking.
I'll just
looking.
Note that it's
yeah.
Cool
it's
looking.
Really, actually make a, this would be, I would say woodworking, if you had a woodworking kit. Make a wisdom check.
Okay. 21.
Yeah. Okay, it's like however you want to describe it, what it looks like. It's amazing. It's really, I'll let you think about what you want it to look like, but
totally,
it's really is quite a work of art.
Awesome. So just looking at like how a moose antler kind of flows, it almost has kind of a shieldy shape once it gets to the wider part, like the outside parts.
Right.
It's got the spikes on one end still. And then the other side is that smooth kind of wavy thing. And it's just, you know, that kind of really... Were they white? I know the moose was white. Were the antlers white?
Yeah, they had like a bit of like there's red staining in some parts, which you could either keep or have like buffed it away.
Oh, we'll keep some red staining. That goes with the red motif. Cool. But yeah, that's pretty much it. It's very simple, but it just looks very clean.
Anything else, Shiv?
No, that's it.
Okay, Kai?
Kai's gonna go up, well, after he keeps an eye over his shoulder for a minute to make sure that everyone is cleared.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna go up to that house and just give a little knock on the door.
How did you actually walk away, or did you, like, stay within?
I, like, started walking like I was going back to the Lady Inn, and then after I saw them kind of get out of sight, he'll kind of, like, do one of those coy little slowly walking back before turning around and walking back to the house.
Okay. The door opens, and out comes, like, and she actually, like, closes the door behind her, and as a plump, older woman in her 50s, and she's got like bundled up. She's got a big purse over her shoulder with a big kind of bag, and you see knitting inside of it, and you see a little like red nose and little white tufts of hair kind of poking out of her hood. And she's like, hello, I'm sorry, I have to get back to work at the city hall.
I just grab her arm and say, where was that one going?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I just lean down closer to her and say, it wasn't a parakeet.
Make a persuasion roll. She doesn't know what you're talking about.
It's an 8.
Okay. She does not pick up on your what you're going at. And she's like, parakeet? There's no parakeets in Icewind Dale.
I'm going to say, is there anyone else in this house?
No, this is just where I live. I'm a widow, and my sons are all grown and out of the house. I'm one of the secretaries over at the town hall. My name is Prudence.
Does that name ring a bell?
Make an investigation check.
Investigation is a 17.
You've seen that name on a list before.
Ah. Then I'm just going to lean in a little bit closer and say, I saw your messenger leave from the chimney.
She looks around. She's like, then you know. Are you aware of what we're doing?
Not here, no.
Who's your handler?
Scath from Targos.
We've sent word about the cauldron.
What about it?
We're taking it back to Targos. And she holds up a finger. I have to get back to work or I will be missed. It's good to meet you, Sonny Boy.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm just going to pat her on the shoulder and start walking off.
Okay. And she goes back to the town hall and goes inside. What do you do after that?
I am walking to the White Lady Inn.
Okay. Donar.
All right. Time to find this parakeet. Donar's walking along, perception. He's marching, he's whistling, he's singing to himself. Make a perception check.
Yeah.
All right. That is a hot 10.
You actually look around and you don't see it, but then you see, I'm going to say, you see some buzzards off in the distance, and they seem to be circling over something.
Oh, would I recognize buzzards, you think? I don't know that Donar knows a ton about birds.
Make a history check.
Yeah.
It's the most Donar thing to hear, though. I don't know if Donar knows about birds.
That's an 11.
You don't know what they're called, but these birds are scavengers. They go after dead things.
Yeah, roadkill birds. Wonder what they could be searching for as his arms are pumping as he's walking, whistling to himself.
Okay, you walk. It seems to be a little bit out of town, and you see it kind of hovering. We're on the East Haven map, and they're hovering above this area right outside of town. Do you go that far?
Yeah. Donar trusts Kai enough to do that. He's going to go and not be bothered about checking anything.
Okay.
But he is wary of the scavenger birds, since he knows.
Okay, make a
another perception check.
That's 17.
17. You see your parakeet.
Oh, look, a parakeet. I knew what and that is, thanks to today.
But then you look at it, and it's weird. It looks reptilian. It's got, it's like off in the distance, and it looks like a snake. But it's like its tail is kind of like slithering, like it would be on the ground, only it's got white feathery wings. And it's not very big. It's maybe like a about 2 or 3, maybe 2 feet long. You kind of see it like carrying something. It's weird. But you see it flying. You see it kind of dive under where the buzzards are. And it's flying along the lakeshore.
All right. Donor's going to pull out his frying pan. He's still got a chipper mood, but he's going to say, I don't trust that bird snake baby. This is obviously a bird and a snake made a baby. So I'm going to investigate. But and he's saying all of this out loud. Okay. I'm going to investigate, but I'm going to be careful about it. Wouldn't want this bird watching expedition to go south for the winter.
Oh my god.
No, don't groan. That was brilliant.
That was good.
Thank
was
you.
Good.
That was good. Thank you. Donar is still pumping his arms, chipper, but he's like hunched over.
The flying snake takes off due west.
Oh, fuck.
And it's got a pretty fast speed. It's going pretty far. You kind of follow it a little ways, and you come to an outlet where, an inlet, where it looks like the lake kind of comes down to a stream that comes off of the lake, and it's completely frozen over. It kind of be coming down off a hill to the inlet, and you're just kind of walking across it, and you hear some noise to the south of you.
What does it sound like?
You hear some gruff whispers.
Oh, man. All right.
What do you do? Do you keep following the snake, or do you keep, you go to the south?
I'm here on a snake mission, but I don't have my party with me. I'll say this out loud to the ether. I'm going to keep following the snake, but be wary of the gruff voices, because they might be connected.
Make a history check. Make a... What's a remembering check? Like something might be familiar.
Like a general intelligence?
I think it's a general intelligence check, yeah.
They're both minus one. That's a 15.
15. It sounds dwarven. But darker, like deeper.
Huh. Sounds like those dudes that we met outside the castle where the dude was taking a dump. I don't want to give it them without my party with me. I'ma chase after this snake instead.
Are you saying all this out loud, or are you just making like...
I'm everything out loud. I think he's 100% just Donar does not know how to enter monologue. He never learned that. Okay. So it's all out loud, baby.
You look down, and these four Duergar come around the corner on the ice, and they like lower their crossbows at you. But you see another one come up behind the four of them. We cannot let him leave alive. And they fire. And that's where we're going to stop for the night.
No! Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! I'm so nervous.
Okay.
When we come back, don't forget that you have advantage on your initiative blessing. Roll.
That's true. Yes, thank you.
Yes,
because I had already forgotten that.
So we don't forget next time. Somebody is sure to remember. Yeah.
You're about 10 or 15 minutes outside of town.
Fuck.
Great. Had to go chase the snake.
I went snake chasing.
Paul, I'm nervous, but that was good storytelling.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Indeed.
Thanks, Ron. This was a good episode. We split. Sorry for splitting the party, but this was fun.
We were due a shopping episode, actually.
Yes, definitely. Right. And Ron, that touch with the purple was awesome.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
Thank you for that.
I hope Donar likes it. We'll see.
Oh, he will.
You can describe it later, because I want it to look like what you want it to look like. But so we'll see. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can retcon that.
For sure.
Blake, I'm going to send you information on the spell book.
Okay.
Can you read spells yet?
Yes, I
okay.
can.
Okay. So I will send you information in the spell book. You won't be able to recognize some of the higher level spells.
Right.
But I'm going to send them to you anyway, just so you have a list of them.
Okay. Cool.
So, do we have any announcements? Any other beer? What was your beer recommendation for the week, Blake?
Ooh, I didn't have time to go to the store, so I just had to fall back on one of my old favorites. It's Evil Twin Brewing's Even More Jesus.
Oh, wow. Even More Jesus.
One of my favorites.
You used that for Wendell back in the Descent.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Yep.
It's so delicious. It's one of my favorite beers out there, so give it a shot. It'll knock you on your ass.
We all need that from time to time.
So the winner of our Twitter contest was Druid's Circle at Druid's Circle. They chose Swifty the Kobold.
Swifty.
Nice. That was good though. That was good, Ron. I like
that contest. Yeah.
That was fun to do something similar.
I love coming up with shit on the fly. It's so much fun.
We can do more of that in the future, for sure.
Yeah.
If Twitter's willing to give us that, that's like a kind of a sneak peek into our Mad Lib situation.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Druid Circle.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you rock.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to all of our followers on Twitch. Follow us on Twitch now. And follow Gaghead. You can catch us on Sundays. We're Severed Studios on Twitch.
You want to go around and do our...
Yeah, let's do a wrap-up, everybody.
Hey, everybody. My name is Paul Gary. I've been playing Donar, the Dragonborn Monk Bard. So happy about that. It just makes sense. You can follow me on social media at ThePaulGary. Shoot me a DM. I guess I didn't cook anything this episode. But I was eating my favorite international candy bar, Coffee Crisp. So shoot me a DM and tell me what you like to eat when you got a sweet tooth.
Good question. I was munching on Kit Kats and dark chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups today.
Oh, dude, that's so good. This is basically, this is like if a Kit Kat was bigger and the inside was coffee flavored.
Oh, you're speaking to me. Dude, that's so good.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. Really good.
It's nice.
Well, on that note, I'm Ross. Been playing Fang. Follow me on Twitter at GriffRM. And my thing today, this is probably long ago by the time this airs, but I did a thing on Twitter. I had 390 followers and I was like, hey, TTRPG family, can we get to a 400 by 9:30 tonight? That happened in 36 minutes. Thanks to our lovely community. And
we love the community.
I'm now at 411.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
54 p.m. So thanks, guys. Thanks so much for the kindness boost. I mean, it's an arbitrary number. I don't actually, it doesn't matter, but it makes me feel good today. So thanks.
Of course it does.
Everyone says they shouldn't care about the follower count, but everyone cares about the follower count.
Yeah, everybody looks. Yeah. Shut up. You know you do.
Everyone does.
You don't have to care about it. I'm not saying you care about it, but you look.
Hey guys, it's Blake playing Kai, the human shinobi. And, follow me on Twitter at BlakeG_17. Talk about beer. Talk about anime. If time appropriate, you've seen the last episode of Attack on Titan. Jesus Christ, let's talk about it. But anyways, yeah.
We need to do an anime themed, like, like not D&D, but like an anime RPG.
There probably is
I'm sure there is.
Surely.
Yeah. What's great, Blake, is that this will come out, in like 3 weeks, and you can... That will always be the case for Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
At any point, you're like, oh my god, Attack on Titan.
It's, oh my god.
Talk to me about it.
Mind blowing.
Hey guys, I'm Josh. I've been playing Shiv the Tortle. Usually I plug my Twitter and Instagram, but I want to shift focus to the Twitch thing that I'm kind of starting to try to get going.
Oh yeah!
I'm like halfway to affiliate status, which is just a whopping 50 followers. But you can find me at twitch.tv/NierWolverine. That's NYR Wolverine. Follow me there. See what I'm playing anytime. And of course, also my podcast, Brokeass Gamecast. We're going to do some cool stuff on Twitch too soon. Maybe by the time this is up even. So we could be there. Check me out. Thanks, guys.
Hey, this is Zach playing Trax Farron White Lady. A lot of characters going on right now. I was enjoying some Four Roses on the Rocks because I like to feel classy. Yeah. And then I was also stuffing my face with Pringles barbecue flavored chips.
Oh, I'm not that classy. It really sets off the Four Roses.
It really does. It pairs really
well. The Pringles, the flavor pops. Once it pops, it doesn't stop.
There it is.
Zach, her name is Rose.
Rose, okay. We're going to get real acquainted.
I was going to say, we should have named her Karen. Typical white lady name.
We had Karen in Curse of Todd.
That's right. Yeah, so just keep an eye out on the Severed Sun's Twitter. I feel like, you know, I spent so much time brainstorming Curse of Todd. I'm sure maybe there's a sequel in the work. Maybe I'll be asking some questions. Maybe I'll, you know, we got some other stuff going on. So yeah, just keep an eye out and always looking for help.
And my name is Ron Murphy, and you can find me on Twitter at Ron88Keys, RBDM. Follow us on Twitter at Severed Sons DND. Please subscribe and leave us a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts, and share us with all your friends and family. Thank you to Wizards of the Coast, D&D Beyond, Roll20, and thank you to Sirenscape, Andre Sitkoff, and to Monument Studios for the amazing sound effects and music. Stay frosty!
Hey y'all, if the last 2 years have taught me anything, other than the fact that I'm never actually going to make sourdough bread at home, it's that human beings thrive in communities of like-minded people. We may not be able to see the people we care about every day, but the internet has ways to bridge the gap. That's why I'm inviting you to join the Severed Sons Discord, where members of our awesome community talk about whatever's on their minds. Anime, video games, art, theater, D&D, of course, and very serious channels like Zach's Saggy Curtain and Josh's Squeaky Chair. I'm tearing up already. The Severed Sons Discord is a way for all of us to connect in a time when Zoom calls are tough to schedule, but apps are easy to open. You can find a link to our Discord in the link tree in our Twitter bio. We hope to see you in the server. Until then, stay frosty.